This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Uttarakhand's Formation Day in Dehradun today. Mr. Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for several development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees on the occasion. The projects span across key sectors including drinking water, irrigation, energy, technical education, urban development, sports and skill development. Under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, Mr. Modi also released financial assistance into the bank's accounts of more than 28,000 farmers. The Prime Minister also issued a commemorative postage stamp on this occasion. Addressing the public gathering, Mr. Modi congratulated the people of Uttarakhand on the Silver Jubilee of the state. The PM stated that the double-engine government is continuously working to take Uttarakhand to new heights of development.
बीते 25 वर्षों की यात्रा के बाद आज उत्तराखंड जिस ऊंचाई पर है उसे देखकर हर उस व्यक्ति का खुश होना स्वाभाविक है जिसने इस खूबसूरत राज्य के निर्माण के लिए संघर्ष किया था। डबल इंजन की भाजपा सरकार उत्तराखंड के सामर्थ्य को नई ऊंचाई देने में जुटी है।
Campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections will conclude this evening. Polling in this phase will be held on Tuesday in 122 Assembly constituencies spread across 20 districts. In the second phase, more than 3.7 crore voters will decide the electoral fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. On the last day of campaigning today, top leaders from the NDA, Mahagathbandhan and other parties are holding back-to-back election rallies and roadshows. RSS Sarsangh Chalak Mohan Bhagwat has said that the organization will work for social harmony by initiating outreach program to end the divisions in society. Speaking as part of the lecture series on 100 years of Sangh journey, New Horizons in Bangalore, Mr. Bhagwat pointed out that during the First War of Independence in 1857, both Hindus and Muslims came together to fight for freedom from the British rule. He said RSS will reach out to caste leaders and heads of religious sects as the block level as part of the Sadbhavna Karya.
We have to remove all these differences. And our tradition is we create unity without disturbing the diversities. But our tradition is to think that the diversities are the decorations of unity because they are expressions of unity. Unity expressed through many individuals in many conditions. At varied periods of times. In this manner, we have to organize our society.
President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral talks with her Angolan counterpart, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in Luanda today. The two countries are likely to sign and exchange MOUs on the issues of mutual interests following the meeting. President Murmu reached Luanda late last evening on the first leg of her state visit to two African countries, including Angola and Botswana. The Gujarat ATS has arrested three suspected terrorists from Adalaj in Gandhinagar. Initial investigations suggest that these terrorists were associated with ISIS. Weapons have also been recovered from the arrested terrorists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared an article written by Development of Northeastern Region Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya highlighting the Northeast as Asht Lakshmi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the article explains how the region is becoming India's natural gateway to the Southeast Asia. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions to prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand during the next 3 days. Similar weather conditions will persist over East Rajasthan today. Minimum temperature is expected to fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over Northeast India during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency has also forecast heavy rainfall is likely over Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Mahe today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.